even mechanically. A disappointing day all round.
Yeah, I must say it's disappointing to have done so well to get this far and not to give a better account of ourselves. I felt, on the night we just froze a little bit. The occasion got to us. We couldn't get the running in our legs and, we gave away two very soft goals in the first half. And then in the second half, the two goals we gave away, the first two goals in the second half were really unforgivable because, that was just silly little mistakes that normally we wouldn't do. But, that's a cup final and on the night we didn't play and the other team were really up for it.
Yeah, but you did come up against a good side, Eamon.
Yeah, well, naturally they're a good side. They're in the final of the intermediate, but, I don't know how good they are insofar as that we didn't play. We didn't give an account of ourselves. That they can't take any fault for that, but on the night we just didn't play.
Yeah, the occasion maybe got to a few of your lads.
Well, to me, it got to the majority of them. You still worry about the Aviva Stadium when you have four players on the team that's over 34 years of age, I felt they struggled to get to the pace of the game as well, and the other fellas couldn't get the running in their legs because it was just too much for them. And that can happen. I'm not running the players down. It can happen any set of players, and it happened to us tonight.
Yeah, the two goals, as you say, coming so soon after each other in the first half. It was always going to be hard to respond to that. But when Rovers needed a response, it was Crumlin who got the third goal in the start of the second half.
Yeah, well, I felt I was trying to get a message out to the field there to try and leave it a 2-0 for half time. I thought we had a good 10-minute period before the end of the first half, and I felt if we got back in the dressing room and maybe got ourselves reorganised, we might go out and give a better account of ourselves. But the third goal is unforgivable, and that's us out of the game completely. 3-0, the game is over.
Yeah, I'm sure the mood in there is one of huge disappointment, Eamon, but is there any positives to take from tonight? Can Rovers move on from this and maybe have a look at things and say, listen boys, if we do the same next year, we're getting to a final is an amazing experience.
Yeah, well, I said to the lads in there to keep their heads up. At the end of the day, there's at least 32, if not more, teams in Ireland would love to be in the position we're in tonight, to come here to the Aviva to play a team like Crumlin in the Intermediate Cup final, and a tremendous occasion. We have to dust ourselves down now and get ready for a game against Athlone next Saturday night, and then we have a cup final of our own at home in Donegal to look forward to. So, it's been a good season. It's been a tough season. We just have to put this behind us now, and I think the lads really understand that. They're disappointed, naturally. They didn't give a good account of themselves. But, that can happen any team.
And can I ask you as well about the supporters? Great support up from Donegal today, not just Letterkenny Rovers people, but from the soccer community in general.
Yeah, I must say, at our meeting back about 3 weeks ago, some people were afraid that we wouldn't have many people at our match. And I told them to rest assured that I know the people of Donegal. They love their football, they love their sport. I always knew we were going to be supported, and tonight, which was absolutely brilliant, the amount of people we had there. And look, as a club and as players, we're so thankful for them to come there to give the support. And, it's more the reason that we're so disappointed, that we didn't give a better account of ourselves in front of the big support.
Okay, well, listen, another big weekend next week against Athlone Town. I'm sure now that the task for you as manager, Eamon, is to get these boys, get the heads up again and get them lifted for next weekend.
We'll be going into the match against Athlone. We'll be more relaxed, hopefully. I'm sure we'll give a better account of ourselves because, there's not the same at stake because we're not expected to win the FAI Cup, but, we would be expected to do well in that cup tonight, but we didn't, and it's disappointing. But, knowing the lads in there, they will get over it after maybe a couple of days, and we'll get back to training and we'll get back to the match next Saturday night.